right. Welcome, everyone. This is the January 10th, 2024 meeting, the first meeting of this year of the local station board. And we have just reached quorum, and we're admitting everyone to the meeting. We have recorded the meeting. We're going to need a timekeeper. Jack DePalma has done that for us recently, but he is medically, he's got medical things going on right now. So we need someone else to be a timekeeper. And the timekeeper does not have to be a local station board member. Can I get a volunteer as a timekeeper?
I would prefer not to do it, but I will do it if no one else will.
All right. We have Eleanor as a volunteer preferring not to. Catherine, would you like to be timekeeper? Catherine, you're muted.
What, Michael, you're asking me if I'll be timekeeper?
Yeah, would you like to do a service of timekeeping?
Not really, but I will.
Okay. All right.
I have a question.
Okay, Serene Roberts, yes.
Why does the timekeeper have to be a member of the board? It just needs to be someone with access to a clock.
I'm sorry, I probably didn't speak clearly enough. I said the timekeeper does not have to be a member of the local station board.
Interrupted as well by odd noises coming from the bathroom.
None of the happy people want to volunteer. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, that being said,
John felt terrible. She hadn't meant to make.
Hang on a second. We've got some background noise. Anyone here who is not speaking, if you can mute yourself, that would help. Thank you very much. So I'm going to note that how the chat is supposed to be used. The chat is for the conduct of the meeting. So this chat is not for any kind of side chatter or communication that doesn't have to do with the meeting. People who are not recognized by the chair should not be using the chat except for things like, I can't get into the meeting, that kind of thing. So that being said, the meeting, we've convened the meeting, and the first item is the agenda. MK, can you present the agenda, please? Our secretary?
Point of order.
Okay, recognizing Serene Roberts for a point of order.
Yeah, I would request that the motion that to allow a body to set the agenda for a meeting before ascertaining quorum be provided to the board. Hearing that someone said that that's what was agreed 18 years ago is really not adequate. How can the body that, without knowing that we have enough people to do business, how can we do one of the most important things of the evening, which is to set the agenda?
If you would like to deal with that when we deal with the meeting, you may. So go ahead and read the agenda.
We're doing it now because I'm raising it now because we're about to discuss the agenda, and I believe it is improper to discuss the agenda before ascertaining that we have 13 members of the board present.
We dealt with this last meeting. I'm ruling that we need to follow procedure and proceed. So, MK, please.
So on my point of order, you're ruling what?
Please proceed, MK.
What is your ruling on my point of order? I raised a point of order.
I ruled that we are following the procedure that has been established, and if you wish to raise this, you have to raise it later in the meeting. So go ahead, MK.
I'm trying. Oh, here's the minutes. No, that's minutes. I need the agenda. Hold on. I'm looking for it. I had it up, but it went back somewhere. Okay, now.
You are muted.
There it is. I got it. All right.
By pressing star six.
Yeah. If any,
can
anyone,
you see it now?
Present. Who is not, hang on a second. I muted the person with the background noise, telephone number ending in 6730. Go ahead, MK.
Okay, draft agenda, local station board, January 10th, 2024. Number one, convene meeting. Number two, adopt agenda, 20 minutes. Number three, roll call, 5 minutes. Number four, excuse absences, 5 minutes. I have to get my little scroll thing out. Number five, announce the elections having been held with the LSP officers, Chair Michael D.D. White, Vice Chair Gloria Gio, Treasurer R. Paul Martin, and Secretary M.K. Williams. Number six, note the passing of LSP staff representative member Ralph Pointer and observe with a minute of silence. Welcome Doug Wood as new LSP staff representative member. Number seven, approve outstanding minutes, December 13th, 2023. Number eight, recess to Delegates Assembly. Number nine, convene Delegates Assembly to be chaired by the LSB chair. Number 10, adopt previous minutes of Delegates Assembly, January 11th, 2023. Number 11, this is all part of the agenda for the Delegates Assembly meeting. Accept nominations of directors for election to PNB. Voting to follow by OPA vote after meeting one staff director, IRV 10 minutes, three listener directors, STV 15 minutes. Number 12, reconvene LSB meeting. Number 13, note secretary distribution of list of existing and likely to be created PNB committees, PNB task forces, to which WBAI's LSB will send representatives, and WBAI, LSB committees, and LSB task forces, which the LSB will populate. This will start at the February 2024 meeting. Number 14, report Pacifica National Board directors, which are the outgoing directors, Sean Rhodes, James Sagerton, Sharon Salam, and Jim Dingman. Number 15, treasurer's report, R. Paul Martin. Number 16, reports of general manager and program director, Bertold Reimers and Linda Perry. Number 17, report from community advisory board, Neil Voss. Number 18, discussion, LSB communications, policies and procedures, including Zoom and recording and communication with listeners. 5 minutes background presentation by secretary, 15-minute discussion. 19, motion improving communication with listeners, 10 minutes, John Brinkley. Number 20, competing successfully with the Internet versus and or becoming Internet successful, 5 minutes, Michael D.D. White. Number 21, public comment, 30 minutes, 2 minutes maximum per speaker before next in queue to speak. Must always begin no later than 9:15 p.m. Number 22, new business, 5 minutes. Number 23, adjourn no later than 9:45 p.m. All Eastern time.
All right. Thank you, Kay. So that's the minutes have been read. Do we have a motion?
It's the agenda that's been read.
Sorry, the agenda has been read.
Second.
I'm sorry, what?
I'd like to move
Hang on a second. Let's take this in order. Do we have a motion and a second?
I have a motion.
I'll move it or second it, whichever you need. Just get it going.
All right. So Arpal has moved to adopt the agenda. Do we have a second to adopt the agenda?
A second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda. The agenda is on the table. Eleanor, you're asking to be recognized. Go ahead.
I move to amend the agenda in two respects. One, I move that we extend the meeting for a minute to honor our fallen Conrad's last request that we continue the struggle. And I also move that we conduct the Pacifica National Board elections by use of the election teller rather than by OpaVote.
All right, you want to make two motions. Let's take, which motion do you wish to make first?
I don't care.
Well, pick one.
Extend the meeting 1 minute. To honor our
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The member may make a compound motion. And then anyone who wants to, this is an amendment, not a motion. And anyone who wants to may then move to divide, in which case it becomes two amendments.
Okay, that's fine. The question
I understand that we're
making two motions at the same time and not a compound motion. That's certainly. Do you wish to make a compound motion, Eleanor?
I believe they're two separate things.
Okay, so the first motion that you've made is to extend the meeting by 1 minute. So currently the meeting adjourns at 9:45, and I think your motion is to extend it to 9:46.
Yes.
So that's the motion.
To honor our fallen comrade.
Okay. I didn't hear a second on that. Would you like?
My second.
Okay, I now hear a second on that. So we have a motion and a second. I don't know if anyone wants to discuss that, but do we have any, if not, do we have any objection? Okay. Hearing no objection, the adjournment time of the meeting will be 9:46 p.m. I think I can go ahead and let you proceed with your second motion, Eleanor.
I move that the election for Pacifica National Board directors be done not by OpaVote, but with the use of the election teller. Terry Goodman.
Okay.
Three seconds.
Okay, and we have a second on that. Do we have, I'll take a stack to discuss that.
Do we have an objection?
Thank you.
Arpal, should I take a discussion or should I take a stack to discuss it?
Debate discussion is the thing to go to.
Okay. Only if there's been an objection.
We go to debate at this point, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to debate at this point. So, Rachel, did you have your hand raised in order to debate this item?
No, I have my hand up for an item regarding the agenda, but not this same item.
Okay. So, Arpal,
Okay. How to put this?
Point of order.
Okay. Point of order, Ms. Roberts, yes.
Wouldn't the maker of the motion get to motivate the motion before it's debated?
All right. Eleanor, did you want to motivate your motion?
I'm tongue-tied at the moment. It would somebody else like to step in? Would Siri like to step in?
You can pass, and we'll go to Arfal. Arfal, go ahead.
Okay. Jeez. All right. Yeah. How to put it delicately? I know Terry Goodman's been around for a number of years, and I don't know that he is entirely sympathetic toward WBAI these days. There are a number of people in Pacifica who are not really saying friendly things about WBAI, and I don't know if Terry Goodman would do this. Has anybody contacted him and asked him if he would do this? Because, you know, if he's someone who has a position that's not so friendly to BAI, he may not want to do it. And so that's my question right there.
All right, Sally Geller, do you want to be recognized?
Yeah, I was just, as a new person here, how does the election teller system work in, you know, 10 words or less?
All right, I'm going to let people answer that. I'll first proceed to Serene Roberts.
Okay, so Terry Goodman has no ill will towards WBAI, regardless of what people's individual positions are. For example, last night, listening to the National Finance Committee, you could see there was maybe some antipathy there. But to my knowledge, Terry Goodman has never exercised his personal opinion in a way that would affect his ability to serve as a teller. In fact, he was willing to serve as a teller for our officer elections in December. So any suggestion that WBAI's economic troubles would taint his willingness to serve is just entirely improper.
All right, Jim Dingman.
Yeah, I understand why people want to do this, but, you know, to me it's unnecessary. Opavote can accomplish the same task and probably do it more efficiently and more effectively. So I would oppose this motion. I think Opavote is, you know, reliable and should be used.
All right, thank you. Arpal, you've got your hand raised. Is that a legacy hand or all right. I don't believe that we have anyone with to address this issue.
I'd like to answer a question.
I have information that I think could be useful to the discussion, but I think as chair, I'm supposed to hang back on that. Is that correct, Arpal?
I have a practical question.
Recognizing M.K. Williams.
I haven't heard. I don't know. But the Opavote election, as long as we stick to 1 week time frame, is free. I don't know if the PNB teller election is free. If somebody knows that, it would be probably useful to know.
Thank you.
My hand up to answer Sally's question, Mr. Chair.
Recognizing Serena.
So the teller gets a list of the voters from voters' email, names and email addresses from the secretary. He prepares a ballot. There's a secondary recipient, ballot recipient, to verify things. People send in their requests and, you know, they do their ranking for candidates. They send it to Terry, and usually of late it's been a woman named Sarah Ruse. I don't know her. But you get a confirmation of that your ballot has been received. The body gets reminders as we move through the process. The body gets notified when we've reached quorum. The votes are tallied. The entire group gets
a listing of the contents of each ballot. You use a secret code that you create that only you know. And that is how the vote count is reported, so that everyone can verify that what they, quote, wrote is in fact what was used to process. And then at the end, you get a report. You also have the fact that Terry Goodman has been doing this for, I don't know, since 2004. He was previously a member of governance. He hasn't been in governance in a while. It is completely free. It is completely confidential. There's never been a whisper of any violation. And, of course, with OPA vote, we know there's a non-anonymous setting that the vote operator, the vote administrator, can use. And we don't even know who's operating the email address to, you know, that is used to do the OPA vote. So we don't know who's accessing our votes.
All right. As I said, as chair, I don't think I can offer what I know about history. So I believe that at this point, I don't see anyone else. I'm sorry, Jim Dingman.
It's all right. I would just repeat the same thing. I don't really think it's necessary. Terry Goodman has refused directions from the PNB involving the conduct of an election recently. So to say that he's neutral, I think, is not accurate. OPA vote is neutral. I mean, you know, I just, it's not that big a thing to quibble about, but the fact that he did not, he refused to actually help in a recent election at the PNB, I think is a telling comment about what's going on there.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
You wish to be recognized, Ms. Roberts?
I do. In fact, the PNB and most LSBs use Terry Goodman and have done so for any number of years. We know that the PNB sort of orchestrated a mess in 2022 that had serious ramifications for KPFK, and Terry may have declined to serve in one of those elections. But I think the PNB itself is busy trying to clean up the mess that it created. So pointing to him as some sort of violator because he declined to do something that he felt was improper, that many people felt was improper, is hardly the way to go. Again, I want to know what happens with the so-called anonymous setting and who has access to our votes using OPA vote.
Okay, Eleanor.
I will just briefly note that the bylaws provide in various elections that there be allowed to be write-in votes, which OPA vote does not provide for, and therefore OPA vote elections do not follow the bylaws, whereas using an election teller does.
Okay. Jim Dingman?
Yeah, that, of course, is one interpretation of what happened, as Ms. Roberts just relayed. I think the listeners should, of course, be aware of the fact that the foundation has had and still has severe fiscal problems. And to some of us, it made more sense to pay the electricity bill to keep the station in Los Angeles functioning and not collapsing when we had to confront a whole priority of possibilities. So I think it's not fair to characterize it that fashion. I think it shouldn't, you know, I don't want to quibble about this. I really don't see any big deal using OPA vote as opposed to using Terry. But it is a fact that he refused to cooperate with the PNB on that issue.
All right. Arpo Martin. You have to unmute yourself, Arpo.
Okay, now I'm unmuted. Thank you. Yeah, this idea that the bylaws require a write-in vote, I've looked. I don't see that anywhere. And if the member who's saying it's a mandatory thing can't give us an exact citation, I would have to conclude that the member can't find it either. So, yeah, there's no... As far as I can see, there is no requirement in the Pacifica bylaws that elections have to have a write-in vote.
All right, Serene Roberts.
Okay, I don't know how much time we've spent on this, but the bylaws do not use the term write-in. The bylaw says that where the bylaws themselves are silent on a given point in governance, that we are to resort to Robert's rules, and Robert's rules provides for write-in. So that is the connection that people have been making, although sometimes people misspeak or use shorthand and just say it's in the bylaws. That's the reference here. Can we move on?
Chair, I just want to let you know we've spent about 20 minutes on the agenda so far.
All right, so that time has been called. So I believe that what we have on the table is a motion to amend the agenda to substitute Terry Goodman for OPA vote, and we're going to have to vote on that. So MK, can you take a roll call vote?
All right.
Were there any objections? I believe the objections have been expressed, yes. MK, can you go ahead?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. All right, Rachel Barr. So a yes vote means that you want to move the elections to Terry Goodman, and a no vote means you want to continue with OPA vote. So is that correct? Is that everyone's assumption?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I'm stating it correctly. Okay. So Rachel Barr, yes or no?
Yes.
Scotty Battle?
No.
Gail Bay. Don't find her. John Brinkley.
Yes.
Elliot Crown.
No.
Joan DiLorenzo.
Yes.
Paul DiRienzo. I don't know your names.
No, I guess. I'm going to say no.
Jim Dingman?
No.
Simon Fitzgerald?
No.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman?
Yes.
Jim Freund?
No.
Sally Gellert?
Yes.
Gloria Gio.
No.
Benuti Kamentu. Not finding him. R. Paul Martin.
No.
Mark Crispin Miller. I'll come back. Alejandrina Murphy. Catherine O'Sullivan.
No.
Hazel Pinder.
Yes.
Matthew Rice. I'm sorry. Matthew Rice. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
And Doug Wood.
I'm going to abstain. I have no basis on which to make any decision.
Okay. All right, let me go back to the ones that didn't answer. Rachel, we did Rachel Barr. Gail Bay? Benuti Kamentu? Mark Crispin Miller? Alejandrina Murphy. Matthew Rice. And that's it. And we have 7 yes, 10 no, and 1 abstention, although it didn't show.
Okay, so thank you. The agenda is as is. Any objection to the agenda as now formulated? We are out of time. Yes or no?
Chair,
I'm sorry.
Chair, for the orders of the day.
Okay, Jim, orders of the day. We're at the agenda. The agenda has to be voted on one way or another at this point.
This is Ali Murphy, Alejandrina. Please, I'm here. Thank you.
Welcome.
Oh. So, Ali, did you want to, I think I should ask her if she wants to vote on this issue.
The vote's over, MK.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to mute myself.
All right, so hearing no objection to the agenda is passed. And the next item on the agenda is a roll call. MK, would you take the roll call, please?
Okay, once more. With feeling, let's see. Rachel Barr.
Present.
Scotty Battle.
Here.
Gail Bay. John Brinkley?
Here.
Elliot Crown?
Here.
Joan DiLorenzo?
Here.
Paul DiRienzo?
Here.
Jim Dingman?
Here.
Simon Fitzgerald? He was here. Simon Fitzgerald?
I'm here. What's the question?
Are you here? We're doing roll
call. Okay, great. I got it right.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman?
Present.
Jim Freund?
Here.
Sally Gellert?
Here.
Gloria Guillo?
Present.
Benuti Kamintu? Doesn't seem to be here. R. Paul Martin?
Here.
Mark Crispin Miller? Alejandrina Murphy?
Here.
Catherine O'Sullivan?
Here.
Hazel Pinder.
Here, and I voted 8 on that yes vote, not 7.
All right, I'll look through it. Matthew Rice. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Michael D.D. White.
I'm sorry, the next person is Doug.
It's just present, and then Doug is, I'm just doing it alphabetically. Doug Wood?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, let me just go back and count. Sometimes my machine does mess up, but let me go back and just count this up.
My count was exactly the same as yours, MK. And we didn't have anyone challenged. We don't need to go back and do that again at the moment.
Well, she said she thought it was 8. So Hazel said she thought it was 8. So it's 7 by me.
And by me.
Alejandrina came in just as the vote had already ended.
That's correct. So
that doesn't make an 8.
So the next item on the agenda is to excuse absences.
I move to excuse everyone who's not here.
All right, I just want to identify that's Gail Bay, Benupti Kamintu, Mark Crispin Miller, and Matthew Rhys. Of those people, Mark Crispin Miller notified me that he's got some health reasons for not being here, and that's what we have in the way of advance information on that. So we have a motion to excuse all absences. Do we have a second on that?
I second that.
All right. Any objections? Okay. No objections. The absences are excused.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Again, I'm new here. Do we generally automatically excuse all absences? Should people notify us ahead of time? How does that work?
May I be recognized, please?
All right. Eleanor, do you seek to answer that question, Eleanor?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear your answer.
I have objected to these absences being routinely excused if there is no excuse offered. And I have routinely been voted down at the previous LSB. And I would like that to be changed.
Can I interject that the 5 minutes for the roll call are up?
Okay.
I don't have the agenda in front of me. Is my motion that should be changed somewhere down at the bottom of the agenda where it's never going to be reached?
I'm sorry. If you're keeping track, Eleanor, you had a motion to extend the adjournment time by 1 minute, and the agenda was changed to...
That's not what I'm referring to.
I'm sorry?
I'm talking about a motion that absences not be routinely accepted unless someone has offered an excuse or afterwards offers an excuse at the hospital or
may I be recognized?
There's no such item on the agenda. We're out of time on the excused absences, so I would need an extension to recognize you. So, that being said, we proceed just for the record, the elections have now been held and the LSB officers are, the chair is Michael D.D. White, which is myself. Vice chair is Gloria Guio. The treasurer is R. Paul Martin, the secretary, and M.K. Williams is our secretary. So the next
point
item.
Of order. Point of order.
Recognizing Serene Roberts.
Yeah. The bylaws say that we can use a random method to break ties. The bylaws say we have to agree on the method to be used. And that did not happen in the case where Eleanor and Gloria tied for the vice chair position. So that tie needs to be properly broken. I do not agree that we agreed. We did not even discuss how ties would be broken. So that needs to be revisited. Would you like a motion to do that now? I think this is the appropriate time to do it.
And I second.
All right. Okay, I think we have it. Please state your motion.
I have a...
Please take your motion.
Yeah, I've heard somebody talking. Move that the WBI LSB set up a process for breaking the tie for vice chair created in the OPA vote election of December 23.
All right. We allocated 1 minute to this item, but I think there was a second.
Yes, I second.
I think we're now out of time. Would someone like, but this seems like it needs to be discussed. Would someone like to move to extend the time in order to discuss this item?
Move to extend the time.
By what amount of time, please?
3 minutes.
All right. I have a motion to extend by 3 minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Any objection to extending for 3 minutes?
Yeah, I object. This is just a do-over attempt.
What is your objection to the extension?
My objection is that we used one method, and this is just, attempting to do over the results, period.
I'm ruling, Jim, that right now we are dealing with whether we have time to discuss this. If you want to discuss this, then don't object to the extension of the time.
All right, thank you. I don't want to discuss it.
You don't want to discuss it. You just want to vote on it. Okay. So you're objecting to the extension of time. All right.
Which will take.
All right. So
I second Jim's motion.
You second Jim's motion to object to the time. So if
you can make a motion.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. All right. My point of order is this has been done. It's over. The election is over, and you know, you can't just say, oh, we want to change how it works. We voted, we talked about this last time. Open vote is the thing we chose. That's how they break the tie. That's it. The elections are over.
All right.
Mr. Chair, could you please remind the member that she's not allowed to interrupt the person who has the floor making a point of order? Anyway, yes, this is an illegal motion. We can't just reverse it because somebody didn't like the results of the election. So I say this motion's out of order.
All right.
Mr. Chair?
So you're suggesting that the motion is out of order?
I second that.
Mr. Chair, do you have a point of personal privilege?
A point of personal privilege from, is that Serene Roberts?
It is.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
In fact, I should have said my name, which is my point of personal privilege. I can't see who's speaking. I'm on by phone. And although some voices are more familiar than others, I would ask that people identify themselves before they just bellow out whatever it is they're thinking.
Thank you. And I'm seeking to recognize people. And so I think when I recognize someone and then speak, that's one way to go by it. So we're doing our best.
You haven't named everyone. That's my point. You don't always say.
Hang on a second. Please don't interrupt me. Okay. So that we have on the floor a point of order that this motion is out of order. So as chair, I have to rule on that. It would be out of order because the matter was presented to the local station board. The matter was discussed. Everyone has been well aware that choosing open vote follows a tie-breaking procedure. That was discussed and aware, and therefore I rule that this
is personal privilege.
Hang on a second. Let me... So I rule this as being out of order, and therefore we should proceed. It's out of order to make this motion at this time because it's a decided matter. So
challenging the ruling of the chair, Serene.
Point of personal privilege from Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
I would like to, as one of the people involved in this, to point out that Serene and I tried to bring up the matter of OPA vote before and that you ruled against it being able to be considered, but it was not agreed upon. Serene and I were not able to bring it up. So it was not agreed upon.
I'm one of the
people in the tie, and I never agreed to OPA vote. I was trying to not have OPA vote used originally before the election was actually held.
All right. I think you're going perhaps beyond a point of personal privilege, but thank you very much for your interpretation. Jim Dingman, Arpol, you're next.
No, that's incorrect. I asked for the floor. You said Eleanor's point of personal privilege came first.
I believe that our poll has preceded you. Our poll? You're muted, Arpo. All right. Sorry. In any event, Jim Dingman is still ahead of you. Jim Dingman? You have to unmute Jim Dingman.
Yeah, look, we decided to vote. We have important matters to discuss. One side lost. Let's move on. This is dilatory waste of time. We've already wasted a good 30 to 40 minutes. We've got important business to discuss. Let's get to the heart of the meeting.
Yep.
All right. Serene Roberts.
Okay, so I challenge the ruling of the chair because, in fact, there was no discussion about OPA vote at the last meeting. I asked the chair, and I can't actually cite where in the meeting this happened because the secretary withheld the recording until she announced today that it had been posted. She announced the recording of a meeting a month ago. So I cannot tell you exactly what was said, but at the time I asked you how I could bring my motion to separate the voting and the issue of dealing with the nominations from the issue of using OPA vote. One member is on record as saying, what's an OPA vote? So to say now that we discussed it and agreed about the internal tie-breaking mechanism in OPA vote, when some people didn't even know what OPA vote meant, in fact, I would say most of the new people probably did not, it's simply not true. The bylaws are very clear. In Article 15, Section 1, it says ties have to be broken using an agreed-upon method. The body did not agree on using a, quote, random, and every random vote has gone in one direction, but that's random. We did not agree on that. Further, I gave notice to rescind that motion, I think the day after the meeting. I sent it directly to you and the secretary as well as to the LSB listserv. So, no, it's not, it's over, you had your chance. None of that really happened.
Thank you very much for your interpretation.
There, in 10 minutes on this 1 minute item.
All right. So, I have ruled, that, we sent out an agenda. The agenda, said that, we would be using OPA vote. It was understood that OPA vote includes, the mechanisms and procedures that it does, which includes a tie-breaking mechanism. This has been, well known and experienced by, the LSB in previous elections. The use of OPA vote in the last election as a decided matter was, not changed, and it was adopted, and the fact that, it was presented in the agenda as the way we were going to do it is determinative. That was put up, my ruling on that was challenged at the last meeting. We voted on that. My ruling was upheld. My ruling is still upheld. I therefore rule that this is out of order. At this point, we're out of time, so we have to go to a vote on the challenge of the ruling to the chair. MK, you want to take a vote, please?
So this is a vote. A yes vote means you uphold the ruling of the chair, which is that this motion that we didn't agree on OPA vote is out of order. No vote means that you don't agree with the ruling of the chair. So everybody got that? Okay. So, Rachel Barr, yes or no?
No.
Scotty Battle?
Yes.
Gail Bay?
No.
I repeat. Oh, okay. John Brinkley?
Abstain.
Elliot Crown?
Yes.
Joan DiLorenzo?
No.
Paul DiRienzo?
Yes.
Jim Dingman?
Yes.
Simon Fitzgerald? Simon Fitzgerald, he was here. All right, I'll come back. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman?
No.
Jim Freund?
Yes.
Sally Gellert?
Abstain.
Gloria Gio?
Yes.
Benuti Kamentu?
No.
He came in. R. Paul Martin?
Yes.
Mark Crispin Miller? Alejandrina Murphy?
No.
Catherine O'Sullivan?
Yes.
Hazel Pinder?
No.
Matthew Rice, I keep saying that one. Sorry. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Doug Wood. Oh, I'm sorry, Serene Roberts?
No.
Doug Wood?
Again, I have no basis on which to make any decision, so I'm going to abstain.
Okie dokie. So we have 9 yes, 8 no's, and 2 abstentions.
I have 3 abstentions.
Do abstainers like to change?
Well, let me go back and see. We had Simon Fitzgerald. Are you here now? He was here. Mark Crispin Miller, Matthew Rice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think okay,
the abstentions were Doug and Sally and John Brinkley.
That's right. So so the chair's ruling is upheld. If we can double check it, I had 10 yes, but instead of 9, but we'll see. So now we proceed to item number 6. So we note the passing of our local station board staff representative, Ralph Pointer. And we're going to observe a moment of silence.
John for the stack.
All right. We've also extended the meeting, I think as a symbol of keeping the work going by 1 minute, in honor of Ralph. Okay, prior to the 1 minute of silence, John, you wish to be recognized? John Brinkley?
Yes. Yes, I would just like to say that from his obituary, Ralph Pointer passed away peacefully at the age of 89 on Christmas Day, December 25th, 2023. He survived by 7 children, 14 grandchildren, 3 soon-to-be-4 great-grandchildren, longtime companion Betty Davis, as well as extended family comrades and friends. Frank, Ralph, as you know, was a member of our LSB. He was also a member of the National Board, and he had the program on BAI.
Alternative and diverse programming on the air. You'll get a...
What's happening? Now, his full obituary, I'm going to put on the LSB public. Hopefully, Bertol will also post it on the BAI website. And of course, since Ralph was a member of Justice and Unity, it will be on the Justice and Unity website also.
Yes. Thank you. And I think some of us made some of the memorial services for Ralph, and I think Linda Perry will be talking about program changes that were made. Serene Roberts, you have your hand raised. Do you wish to be recognized on this item?
Yeah, I actually had it raised some before, but since you did recognize me, it is right now on justiceunity.org, and videos of both the Sunday memorial service and the Monday morning homegoing are also there for folks who weren't able to make it in person or catch it, you know, remotely on video. The video has been captured. It's on justiceunity.org. Thanks.
All right. I'd like to proceed to the 1 minute. So if we can all just have a moment of silence, and please make sure you're muted for that if you have any background noise. So a moment to think about Ralph, please. A minute, 1 minute. So thank you all for that. With Ralph's departure, we have a new local station board member, Doug Wood. Doug, welcome to the local station board. Would you like to briefly say something and introduce yourself?
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Those are big shoes to fill, but I will do my best. And for those who don't know me, I'm an independent person. I think for myself. I'm sorry to disappoint anybody who thinks that I may join their side in this, but from where I'm sitting, choosing up sides is maybe not the best way to move WBAI and Pacifica forward. So I'm going to follow my own path here. And, I'm honored to be here with you, and I'm hoping that I can bring some healing to this situation and move forward as we all want to make WBAI stronger and Pacifica stronger as well.
Thanks very much, Doug. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for our last local station board member meeting, which was December 13th, 2023. Do I have a motion to adopt the minutes?
I move to adopt the minutes.
And a second?
I second.
Okay. Minutes are on the table. Any objection to the adoption of the minutes?
I have a comment.
Sally Geller.
Let me see if I can find it. The point about on page 3, the highlights at 8:29. We were never really confirmed who Stephanie was. We assumed it was Stephanie Wells, but I don't know that we're sure of that. So we might want to make note of that in the minutes. Otherwise, I think they're good. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Serene Roberts?
No, it was not Stephanie Wells. It was somebody else named Stephanie. But it wasn't Stephanie Wells. I emailed her and I asked her, and she said, no, she had not been on our call. So that's one. And two, what was the date that the minutes were sent out to us initially? I know they were corrected sometime in mid-morning today, but when were they sent initially?
You're muted, MK.
I sent them the same time as I listed the recording on KPFTX. I sent them on January 3rd, 2024, last Wednesday.
All right.
I wish to object to the minutes. Thank you.
Okay. We have an objection to the minutes. Are we going to go to a debate on the objection?
I called a question.
All right, then there's no debate. Had
I formally suggested?
Are we out of time?
Did I just? I don't know. I'm new to this, as I've said before.
I'm sorry. Can you say what you're saying?
Yeah, what I was saying was that as we were not sure that it was Stephanie Wells, and Serena has later said that it was not, I guess I was suggesting amending the minutes to reflect that fact.
Okay. Do we have a second on your suggested amendment?
I second it.
Okay. Any objection to that? No objection to that. We'll do that. All right. So,
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes, recognizing Serene Roberts.
Thanks. I know I said people should say their name, and I'm forgetting to say my own. I saw some of the comments that were allegedly made by PNB directors, and I'm wondering whether the PNB directors who are on this call have actually read some of those comments, because some of those statements are not true. So is it that the record or the recordation of their comments are mistaken, or they are confused? Because some of those statements were false, were untrue.
Thank you for your opinion.
No, so that's a question for the PNB members who are on the call, who are being essentially quoted.
All right. Well, I'll recognize the PNB member if they choose to answer it, and if they don't choose to respond, that's their prerogative too. So, all right. So the question's been called. Minutes are up for adoption. MK, you want to take a roll call vote on the minutes?
Muted.
To change screens. Okay. So a yes vote means you approve the minutes. A no vote means you don't approve the minutes. Simple. Rachel Barr.
No.
Scotty Battle.
Yes.
Gail Bay.
No.
John Brinkley.
Yes.
Elliot Crown.
Yes.
Joan DiLorenzo.
No.
Paul DiVienzo.
Yes.
Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Simon Fitzgerald. He was here. I don't know. I give him a chance. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
No.
Jim Freund.
Yes.
Sally Gellert.
Yes. It's amended.
Gloria Guillo. Gloria Guillo.
You're muted, Gloria.
Yes, I vote to approve the minutes.
Thank you. I mean, thank you for both. Benuni Kamatu.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin?
Yes.
Mark Crispin Miller. Alejandrina Murphy.
Abstain.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
Yes, approved.
Hazel Pinder. Hazel Pinder. Okay. Matthew Rice. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
No, thanks.
And Doug Wood.
I think that's enough.
Doug Wood.
Abstain.
Okay, we have 11 yes, 5 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so the minutes are adopted.
Sorry, how many abstain do you, abstainers you say?
I think we have three.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat the full count?
11 yes, 5 no, and 2 abstentions. I can read them all.
This is Hazel. I vote no. Sorry.
All right. That makes, let me get Hazel.
All right. Hazel, please vote before the vote's concluded in the future. We'll let you in on under the finish line, but you got to vote while the voting is going on. So go. So
that makes 11 yes, 6 no, and 3 right. Abstentions.
So, all right. So at this point, we recess to a delegates assembly. Not everyone is going to understand the esoterica about what this is, but basically the local station board is, for many of its purposes, a subcommittee of the Pacifica National Board. However, the local station, the people who have been elected to the local station board also elect the representatives of the Pacifica National Board. Each local station sends representatives. And in so doing, so it is actually a body that is, for those purposes, superior to the National Board. So as a delegates assembly, and sometimes a delegates assembly does business to deal with bylaw changes, we're going to do the business of having an election to send people to the Pacifica National Board. So... So the first item on the agenda for the Delegates Assembly is the adoption of the minutes of the previous Delegates Assembly, and they were the minutes of January 11th, 2023. So can I get a motion to adopt those?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you very much. I believe, Serene Roberts, you wish to be recognized on these minutes. Serene Roberts,
no,
you have
no,
your hand.
I forgot.
Okay, that's a legacy hand. And in that case, Jim Dingman, do you have a legacy hand up or, okay, he did. It was legacy hand. All right. Any objection to the minutes? No objection to the minutes. The minutes are adopted. So we now move on.
I wish to be registered as abstaining.
All right.
Excuse me. You just said January 11th, 2023 minutes. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
2020, that's a year ago.
Who's speaking, please?
Gail.
Oh, okay.
Gail Bay.
That's
Did
correct.
Did I misunderstood?
That's correct.
Are we talking about, okay, you're talking about minutes of a year ago?
That's right. And
okay.
So the reason being that the Delegates Assembly adopts minutes of the Delegates Assembly, and so you can't adopt the minutes until the delegates assembly reconvenes. And so there's been no delegates assembly since that time. But it does seem confounding. Understand your consternation. So so now we proceed
Another question. Serene.
Serene Roberts, you have another question. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm abstaining because a year ago I wasn't part of the body and I didn't hear the meeting. But is the audio for that actually posted for people who might want to go back? People who didn't abstain and therefore, you know, approved the minutes of a meeting they know nothing about. The secretary posted that audio? Audio is a problem here?
MK.
It is posted. It is posted.
Thank you, MK.
KPFTX.
So, all right. Hearing no objection, I think we can register an abstention without a vote. Is that correct, Arpal? Do we have to vote in order to register Serene's extension?
No, you don't. Just register in the minutes and move on.
I'm asking Arpal for parliamentary advice, please. Arpal Martin, are you with us?
Now I'm unmuted. Yes, if it's passed without objection, that's it. If people really want to be on the record for abstaining, then we have to go through a full vote.
I believe that's correct, so that's why I asked. All right, we have to go to a full vote in order to register Serene.
Mr. Chair, I assure you that is optional. My abstention.
Hang on a second. We have to
note it, and we can move on.
We have to have a vote. You can note that you, you know, don't feel like weighing in here, but you either, you know, we either, the only way that your objection, your abstention would be on the record is if there's a vote from which you abstain. So if you're
and
calling,
John could have sat.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
She can recluse herself also from that because of conflict that she was not there, which would mean we would not have to go through an entire vote.
Possibly. I don't know if that's correct, but that's possibly another way to live with us.
No.
Okay. I don't see how she has a conflict by not being there, but
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, hang on a second. Ms. Roberts, this is in your hands. Are we taking this to a vote in order to accommodate your desire to have an abstention on the record?
I've told you very clearly. I've heard it in many meetings, including PNB meetings and NSC meetings, at which the person who just said we couldn't do it is secretary. There's no need for a vote. My objection can simply be noted and move on. My abstention can be noted and move on.
Mr. Chair,
yes, sir.
I think I have a point of personal privilege here. No, that's wrong. I, as chair of the local finance committee and as secretary of the national finance committee, have made the point time and again, even with certain people there, that if you want to go on record as abstaining, there has to be a vote. Otherwise, it's, you know, oh, I'm special and I'm special, and it becomes a mess. Either we vote or we don't vote.
I've heard that point made over and over again, so I'm ruling that there will be no record of this various members' points of view on this, yes or no, without a vote. So so let's just go ahead, and we will make no note of Ms. Roberts' problem with this. So that said, we now proceed to the election of the, to the nominations for our one staff representative. So do we have any nominations for a staff representative to go to the Pacifica National Board?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Okay, the way this works is we were required to nominate everybody before December 31st. I did that on December 14th. So we have a number of people who are nominated, and if people need to, I can, I think, find the – yes, I have the bylaws to cite if people really need to hear about that. But the major thing is right now you're saying will the nominees accept? For staff, it's easy because there's only one nominee and he's the only person eligible.
Arpal, I thank you because you are correct and you're keeping us on track. And I'm sorry I forgot those things. And so thank you for reminding. That the one person who is eligible and nominated is Sean Rhodes, I believe. Is that correct?
No, there's another person.
No, there's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forget I said anything.
Okay, so we forgot that you said anything, and we are now back to, I believe that we have a nominee.
Chair?
Yes.
This is Sean Rhodes. I accept the nomination.
Thank you very much. So in that case, Arpal, I believe that if we have one person eligible and one person running, are we going to hold this election, or can we do this by acclaim?
Well, I would say we should try acclamation, but we need to see if people, you know, are really want to press to an election of the only eligible person. So ask if there's ask if anybody is demanding that there be an actual election for the one person.
All right. We can do this by acclaim. Does anyone prefer to actually have an election to vote for the one person available? All right. I think we can do it by acclaim. So,
hey.
So doing it by acclaim, Sean?
Acclaim.
You are acclaimed. We now proceed. There are three listener directors. Positions available, and so we have the people who can go have been nominated, but we don't know if they're going to accept. So would people like to sort of pretend that we're actually nominating them? And you can either say,
why don't you go down the list? Why don't you read the names of the nominated people?
Arpal, do you have that list handy?
Yes, I do. Want me to read it?
Yes,
okay,
please.
And you can ask them if they accept or decline. Okay. Rachel Barr.
Do you accept, Rachel?
I accept.
Okay.
Scotty Battle.
Accept.
Don Brinkley.
Accept.
Paul DiRienzo.
Accept.
Jim Dingman.
Accept.
Benuti Camento.
I apologize. Hello?
Yeah.
Could you clarify?
Benuti Camento.
Yes. Do you accept the nomination to run for the local station, sorry, for the national?
As a director.
As a director, listener representative director.
Paul, can you go slower? Thank you.
Decline. Thank you.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
I decline. Thank you.
Hazel Pinder.
I decline. Thank you.
Doreen Roberts.
I'm thinking about it.
All right. We will come back to you, and then we'll have to figure out whether you...
I have a question.
Well, the last eligible person is Michael D.D. White.
I decline.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question.
Who is that, please?
This is Ali Alejandrina.
Okay, go ahead with your question, Katrina.
Okay, I heard, this is for the listeners.
This is, the way it works is we send four representatives from WBAI to the local, to the Pacifica National Board. One of them is a staff representative, and has to be on our local station board as a staff representative, and one and three of them are have to be on our board as having been elected as listener representatives.
Okay, so Jim Dinkman is a staff when we vote, because I heard he has a show. So is that a staff or?
The question, his status when he came on the board of WBAI. So he was a listener representative when he was elected.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I was confused. That's what it was. Okay, thank you.
It can be confusing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to the end of the list, but we didn't get an answer from Serene Roberts.
I accept, and I have a question.
Okay.
So, you know, our bylaws are, or by flaws, as a friend of mine calls them, are messy in a number of ways. Once you're elected to the board in a particular category, you remain in that category even when your status shifts during your term. So I remember when we were discussing this back in the early 2000s, the point was to make sure that management couldn't fire someone to get them off the board. So that if someone were elected as a staff rep, management couldn't say, oh, I don't like how you're voting on such and such a thing. You lose your show, you lose your seat. So that was the thinking there. But when you have listeners who come onto the board with and then become staff, essentially, there's no provision for their change in status. And so at some point, when this board can ever get around to actually discussing the bylaws, which are going to be very much in play this year, you know, new days, riding high, we should discuss what we want to happen in that case, because if you voluntarily change your status by changing your relationship with the station, do you in fact continue to represent the people who elected you when you're no longer part of that class? We have two member classes. So that's just a pinholder. What's the expression? There's an expression for it. Anyway. So I would like us to discuss that. I appreciate if someone would make a note of it. And we should get to discussing bylaws before they get to discussing bylaw changes, which I promise you is coming.
You had a rhetorical question tucked in there, but to represent that as a question was not exactly right. That was a speech.
I think Ali's question sort of highlights the point. I hadn't really planned to bring it up, but I
think you're making a point. You're making a point. So you're entering into a discussion. If you want to put that discussion on the agenda, you can make a motion to put it on the agenda. So
I don't think we're going to get to tonight, but I think it's
so
important
at this point
that people,
we need to reconvene,
you know,
the
advance themselves and
excuse
advance
me,
their careers
not,
using
see,
the board as their
All right, please call the member to order.
Request
please.
For information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, our call.
Yes, could we please hear the secretary read the list of those people who are now candidates for director, for listener director, so we all agree who's running.
Very good.
Thank you, because I was going to ask to do that if no one objects. Okay, so who I have is so far Sean Rhodes, elected by Acclaim as staff representative. Listener representatives or listener directors accepting the nomination are Rachel Barr, Scotty Battle, John Brinkley, Paul DiRienzo, Serene Roberts, Jim Dingman. Is that all correct?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because we don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry, who is speaking? Who is
I'm sorry, I spoke. I'm signing off. I usually just listen. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, so did I leave anybody out, and did I correctly list you if you accepted?
May I ask a question? I took a bathroom break. I'm sorry. Could you just restate what we voted on?
Well, we're not voting right now. We're accepting nominations for directors to go to represent BAI at the Pacifica National Board. We get one staff and three listeners. So far, Sean Rhodes has been elected by acclaim because he's the only candidate who qualifies. And he accepted.
And to clarify on the listener director slots, we have more candidates than we have seats to be filled, and so there will be an election, which will be after this meeting by OPA vote. So.
Chair, I believe that Kate forgot to add Serene to the list because she said that she was going to think about it. Serene, if I'm incorrect, please correct me. But the last name I heard the secretary say was Jim Dingman's, and then after that was Serene's name because she was coming back to her.
She named her.
I named Serene before Jim Dingman, actually, because that's the way I had listed.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Shall I go through the list
Mr. Chair, I have a question, please, before we close nominations.
Okay. Question from Serene Roberts.
Right.
It's really a question because if last time you had a speech.
Excuse me, please. Do I have the floor or do I not have the floor? I don't need you to scold me. You're not my parents. Stop it. The fact is that our bylaws call for using written. What?
Please ask your question.
I was asking my question, even as you were over talking me. Our bylaws call for written ballots, and I know on committees, you know, sometimes it's pretty informal, so they may not actually do that. And acclamation certainly is a thing, and it appears that Sean has no competition. Some might say he's just so great he has no competition, but I wasn't going to say that. But as this is a high-level position, National Board Director, I think that it's not such a big deal to actually fill out the ballot so we would have fully complied with the requirement that we use paper ballots.
For a committee. Ms. Roberts, you're out of order. Ms. Roberts, you're out of order, and that was not a question.
That is my question.
We did it by acclaim, and it was asked whether anyone wanted to weigh in with a statement such as you were just beginning to offer, and you declined to do that, and so we are past that point. So thank you very much, Sean.
Number one, stop muting me. That's number one. And number two, we had not closed nominations, so I can still speak to anyone's nomination. Stop being silly.
We had dealt with the staff representatives. So
we had not closed.
Point of order.
You're out of order.
Point of order. Nominations were closed on December 31st. We're just seeing who accepts the nomination.
Nominations were allowed at this meeting, so it is perfectly fine for me to raise the issue. Hey, if someone wants to make a point of it, they will. That's fine. Can't say you didn't know.
All right. So we are now reconvening the LSB meeting. Thank you very much. So we are now reconvening the LSB meeting, and I'll recognize you in a minute. The next item on the agenda is item 13. We're going to just note that although we're going to find out how the representation on the Pacifica National Board is filled. Next meeting, we will then proceed to deal with the panoply of committees of both the Pacifica National Board and the and the local station board, and the task forces that will be filled. And, people should be aware of what that is. And MK, you sent something around, right?
I can screen share it now. I haven't sent it yet.
Okay.
There it is.
It's going to take a second to show up. There we go.
So I added Management Evaluation Committee because we noted last year that it should be an annual committee and that it would be better to start a lot earlier than we did last year. And then I wasn't sure where to put the loft under task forces or other committees, right. But I stuck it in there.
Point of order. Point of order, are you going to be sending this, what you're screen sharing to us?
Yes, absolutely. And I will endeavor to find out, in fact, if they've been authorized.
I'm sorry. I've got to deal with my own point of order. I have something on the screen that is blocking my view. It says, Rachel Barr is requesting a meeting summary with AI Companion. The chair on this somehow. A meeting summary. This AI technology, which include three parties being involved.
Chair, if I may.
All right, Rachel, what are you up to?
I'm not up to anything. I'm trying to let everyone know that that popped up on my screen and I replied no. And can you get it off your screen by Xing it out or something of that nature? I think it was like a ghost in the machine, as they say. The only thing I touched the screen for was to raise my hand.
Okay.
But the other thing is like, you know, it's the ghost in the machine.
Okay. So some kind of...
Whatever it is, it's gone.
Burdens. Okay.
Part of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Those of us on the phone can't see whatever somebody's putting on whatever screen.
Right.
All right. MK, since this didn't go around in advance, do you want to read this or shall I read it?
All right. All right, they're PMB committees and LSP committees. So I'll read the PMB committees first. I'm going to get my little scroll thing back. So the PMB committees, we elect two non-director candidates to each committee. That means two of the people that are not going to be elected in the election we just set up. If more than two candidates, voting will be by open vote. And that is the Audit Committee, the Governance Committee, usually the Elections Committee, and the Programming Committee. And we don't know yet whether the last two have been authorized by the PMB this year. We'll find out. PMB task forces are voluntary and no limit. In other words, as many people as want to join can join. And they can be either LSB or not on the LSB. And that's the Technology Task Force, Affiliates Task Force, and Development Task Force. And again, we don't know if those three are going to be authorized this year or not. I will endeavor to find that out. I think it has to be decided at a meeting at the end of January, the first meeting of the PMB. So I may, you know, just try and figure that out before our next meeting. WBAI LSB Committee of Inclusion is required, I think, by the bylaws. And that requires one PMB director, which means one person that we are going to elect in that we just set up the election for, and three LSB members, could be staff or non-staff. And the voting is by open vote unless there's no challenge and there's only four people who want to do it. WBAI-LSB Task Force. This is LSB only, and it's voluntary and no limit. And so we've had in the past fundraising, outreach, and town hall. And I know that there's some question about the loft, which is sort of combined outreach and fundraising. So we need to officially sanction that union if we want to. We need to review status of the WBAI Standing Finance Committee, and we need to review status or create other non-standing committees and task forces. Management evaluation, as I said before, we need it annually, and we should start earlier. And then also, as I said before, the loft. And that's on the list.
All right. Can I get a time check? We have 4 minutes for this item.
Yeah, and you've got probably a minute left.
Okay, so Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, you want to be recognized?
Yes, I was trying to be recognized before to ask two questions. One, it was a little confusing, but I thought that Serene was mentioning using paper ballots for the election of directors of listener directors. You thought that she was talking about the already settled staff member, but I think, subject to her correction, that she was actually inquiring about it for the listener members. That's one question I have. And the other question I have.
So that does not pertain to what we're discussing now. So, Rachel.
The other question I had.
Does your question pertain to what's going on now, please?
Is about whether, we can do other than OPAVOTE again, both for that and for this.
I guess when we come to that at the next meeting, people want to have another run through on the OPA vote question. I can have another run through on the OPA vote question. So, Rachel.
Thank you,
Rachel Farr.
So I know that Kay stopped sharing the screen, but I noticed that next to the BAI-LSB Task Force for Outreach and Fundraising, which I have been on since it started. I can't remember because this screen isn't being shared anymore, but I think it said in parentheses LSB only. If I'm correct in remembering that correctly, that is not correct. We have listeners who are also members of that task force. I just wanted to point that out.
All right, Arpo Martin, you're next.
It's fun to share the screen again.
Yes, first of all, we're talking regarding things like loft. It suddenly started happening, and the question was raised like a year or more ago. Gee, when did that happen? When did the LSB authorize that? And the nobody could come up with that, so I don't think it was ever authorized. Here's the thing. If we're going to have these special committees, we need to have something in writing so that people know what the hell they're doing. So if people, maybe next time, people who want to have whatever kind of committee will come up with a motion to, have a committee that will do X, Y, or Z, and membership is dealt with this way, that kind of detail. And finally, to say the status of the finance committee, that's a standing committee. So that's the end of what its status is. It's there. And, it's terribly hard to get rid of one of those things if you wanted to. So anyway, the finance committee is a standing committee. It's a special thing. You can look it up in Robert's Rules. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Ding.
Yeah, I just want to mention that we had a meeting, in the past year where we created a whole bunch of task forces to help Bertolt with the fundraising issue. And I'll dig that up and bring it in so maybe we can discuss that at the future meeting. I don't want to bring it up now.
All right. Gloria Guillo.
I just want to appreciate MK's reading of
of this document. And I'd also like to say, at what point can I make a motion that board members attend these meetings prepared, being that they have a computer that's functional and that they have the ability to read the screen, that they don't need someone to introduce who they are because they can see who is speaking. When would it be appropriate to make this motion?
It could be brought up under new business, or you could seek to have it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Serene Roberts.
You know, there's some assumptions that are built into the agenda that I think are really unfortunate, such as the declaration that we'll take this up in February, but yet we spend so much time discussing it in January. The description of last year's committees, especially national board committees, should have been sent to the board so that we could actually act now. By the time we're all done with these elections, we're talking about national committees getting moving in March or April, and it's been even later on in some cases. There's a lot to be done this year. So, you know, some people deciding for the board when the board is going to do things, without having, it seems, much knowledge of how the process actually works is not the most efficient idea.
May I be recognized?
Jim Dingman, go ahead.
The board has specifically discussed this issue that Ms. Roberts raises, which is a good issue. And every committee of the board is cognizant of the need to keep the momentum. So this issue has been discussed in several meetings, and every committee is very determined to make sure the baton is handed off properly to the new people.
All right. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the report from the Pacifica National Board of Directors. 7 minutes for presentations, 5 minutes for discussion. Our representatives now are Sean Rhodes, who will be continuing, Egerton, Sharon Salam, and Jim Dingman. MK, could you clear the screen? Thank you very much. And which of our national directors would like to be recognized to present first?
Is Jim here?
Okay. James Sagerton.
I'll go ahead, Chair.
Okay. Recognizing James Sagerton.
Yeah, thank you. As many of you know, I am the chair of the National Finance Committee, and we're trying to get the WBII budget through the National Finance Committee, and we're meeting a total wall of resistance. What I'm going to say now is my opinion. This is what I believe is happening. It may well be that the New Day people on, and for anybody who doesn't know, New Day is a shorthand we use for people who tend to vote in lockstep. And by the way, there's an echo. If everybody could mute who's not speaking, I hope the echo would go away. New Day are the people who vote in unison on the PNB. They tend to vote against WBAI. There's been a long history going back years, at least in my memory, going back to when a certain chair of the national board tried to put Pacifica into bankruptcy with, I believe, the idea that WBAI could be separated and sold to support the rest of the network. Then we had some bylaws, a couple of bylaws referendum back to back, trying to accomplish pretty much the same goal, to redesign the governance structure of Pacifica, focus the power in the California stations. Now it may be that they will have a working majority on the national board due to some shenanigans with removing, delegates from the KPFK LSB. And this is going to be a very difficult time for Pacifica and for WBI in particular. The best defense against this is for us to raise our revenue, start to pay our central services, and not be a burden on the rest of the network. I hope we can accomplish that goal. And this resistance to the WBAI budget began several meetings ago, and we started to get complaints about whether the minutes were exactly perfect. And everyone should know minutes can always be corrected or amended at a later date. So if they're not perfect, it's not a reason to necessarily vote against them, because they can be corrected in the future. But we had a tax on the minutes that took up a whole meeting and part of another meeting. And then they're putting the WBI budget under such scrutiny as has never been seen for any other budgets. They want to do a line-by-line examination. And then, now they don't want to do that anymore. And they want to have questions. They want the general manager to take questions back. And when he comes with the answers, they don't want to hear the answers. And it's a terrible thing that the general manager provided incorrect information for the accounting that's done in our consolidated financial statements. And it's a dire issue. It's an extreme criticism of WBI and our general manager. And then they find out it wasn't our general manager that did that after all, but that came out of the national office. And all of a sudden, it doesn't matter anymore. So we're going to have a very difficult time. They have successfully delayed the WBAI budget's consideration until now. It will be considered under the new PNB, which again will have, in all likelihood, will have a functioning, working majority of the New Day people. And it's going to be a hard time. It's going to be a tough year, the next year for WBAI and Pacifica. So the last time we had this kind of a balance on the PNB, we had the executive director at that time came to WBI, took us out of local control, fired our union staff members, fired all of our staff, and changed. We were broadcasting to something they called Pacifica Across America, which was extremely bland and I think designed to fail. So they would again have an excuse to get rid of WBI. So that's a short thumbnail sketch of the situation, especially for those that are new. And that's what we're going to be up against on the national board. So that's all I have for the moment. Thank you. I'll answer questions later.
All right. Do we have another director who would like to present?
Does Sharon or Sean have anything to say?
The only thing I have is the PNB.
Sean Rhodes, just for the benefit of people who can't see.
Thank you. The PNB voted that its next meeting on the 18th would be the last meeting of the 2023 configuration, and that the newly elected directors would be seated in January 24th meeting. So I'm hoping that this BAI budget can be passed or accepted at the January 18th meeting of the PNB. But that's just my hope. That's all I have to say at this time. Thank you.
May I respond quickly, Chair? May I respond quickly to that?
Okay, go on.
I just want to say that the WBI budget has to get through the National Finance Committee first. We spent three meetings on it to no avail. And we tried to have another meeting next week on the 16th. It was voted down. So the next meeting of the National Finance Committee will not be until after the new board has been seated. So it's going to be a problem. Well, no, let me put it this way. I'm sorry. It will be after that meeting on the 18th that was just mentioned.
Okay. We have two other directors who may wish to present.
Is Sharon here? Does she want to say something? All right. She's not here. Okay. All right.
Jim Dingman.
All right. I want to emphasize what Jim said and what Sean has mentioned. I think we have a real serious threat ahead of us. It could actually be that they will impose a cost reduction on us in the next couple of months, which would mean forced layoffs and reduction in staff. Now, the only way to counter that is for us to cooperate with each other in ways that we haven't done yet. And it'll be very difficult to do because there's a lot of acrimony. But we have to put that aside, and we have to figure out a way together to get the revenue up by 15 or 20% this year. That's the best way to shut them up. Because the way they operate, this goes way back to when I was on the LAB in the early 90s, when we faced a similar situation, and then we had large fundraising drives to shut them up when they wanted to sell us. So we have to really work together. And in this particular case, money talks and bullshit walks, and it's as simple as that. We just simply have to increase the revenue and work like hell together to get the audience up dramatically and the revenue up dramatically. And one other thing to bring in is that people will know that Alex Steinberg and others on the previous Strategic Planning Committee worked hard to get the underwriting motion passed. The underwriting motion has allowed the station to begin to reap the benefits of it. We know that Berthold and Linda were able to get at least, I don't know, they could report literally $50,000 to $100,000 in additional revenue. But we have just the beginning of that. It's come to my attention that some of the people who are associated with the New Day faction are actually now acting to counter that source of revenue. So it gives me sort of a nervous feeling that we're going to have a real fight on our hands in the next couple of weeks and months that has to do with the very survival of the station. And the only way to counter that is to do our best and work together to pull ourselves out of the situation. That's my report.
Thank you. If Sharon is not wishing to make a presentation, we can then proceed to Q&A discussion. So I'm taking Stack. I have no one on Stack at the moment for a discussion of the presentation of the directors.
Yeah, this is Alejandrina. I have a question.
Go ahead, Alejandrina.
Yeah. Should I ask a question now?
Please.
Okay. Can repeat what he said, because I wanted to add something to it, because I thought that he had said that the general manager had given erroneous figures on the budget. That's what he said. Maybe I understood his information wrong, but I just wanted to confirm.
No, I didn't say that, Chair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
James.
I did not say that. Thank you.
Okay. So what do you say about what the general manager had, what information he had given that it doesn't fit the budget?
Unfortunately, I'm in a situation right now where I can't speak on the phone any further. I'll come back in a minute. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. In the meantime, R. Paul Martin, you have to unmute yourself. And then it's going to be Sally.
Ah, I unmuted myself. Very good. Yes. Especially for the newer people, these New Day folks, on two occasions, as James Sagerton mentioned, they had bylaws referendums on, and these were terrible. Basically, it said wipe out the entire governance structure and replace it with a small clique of pre-selected people. And none of them were from around here, you know? So hardly representative. And so, and they were, you know.
Hang on a second.
They really do want to. Okay, do I have the floor or not?
I'm trying to recognize there's a problem with background noise. And anyone who is contributing that background noise, could you please mute? Okay, I think it was Ms. Dubrow. So go ahead, R. Paul. I'm sorry for the
okay.
For the
interference. All right. And so they really are looking to extremely centralize all of Pacifica in the hands of like a tiny clique of people. I forget how many they had, like something like 4 or 8 people, somewhere in that range, and they were all from not around here, put it that way. And they would have total control over everything. And they tried that twice and went to lawsuits about it when they lost, and now they're going to be on the PNB with some power, and we are going to face a lot of problems. It's not like we might face problems. I say we are going to face problems. How far will they go? What will they do? Well, who knows? They could do something as bad as just, you know, their first motion is sell BAI, which I think would result in lawsuits and everything. But they will fight to destroy WBAI, and we have to be aware of that. And I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
And also, Chair, we're out of agenda item.
And so we've run out of time for both the presentation and the discussion, right? So that means we're going to have to end here unless I have a motion to extend. I'm not hearing any motion to extend. All right. So in that case, the next item.
Yeah, can you, I have a motion to extend because I was waiting for James Argentin to get back and respond to my question. I just wanted to know if it's because maybe I got the wrong information that the general manager has given some wrong numbers on that budget. And I just wanted to confirm that, if that is true or not. Thank you.
Okay, Alejandrina.
I second.
You have a. I do not know when James Agerton is going to be back. He said that you're paraphrasing of him that he had said that there were wrong numbers in the budget was incorrect. And
Green with the proposal, please.
Follow up question. If you wish to extend for that purpose, we need a time period, and we don't know when he's going to show up. So I don't have a motion to extend for a specific time period. So
okay. May I answer the question?
I would like to second and amend.
We don't. You can't answer the question without an extension of time. So
I'm sorry. This is Serene. Can anyone hear me?
Ms. Roberts, people can hear
you. I'm trying to second Ali's motion for an extension. I'd like to amend it.
Well, there's no motion on the table, but if you wish to present a motion.
I thought I heard her say she wanted to extend. Okay. I move to extend for 5 minutes at the time that Jim Sagerton returns to the call.
I'm sorry. To extend for 5 minutes?
Whenever he returns to the call so he can address her question.
Okay. Your motion is to
extend the item
for
5 minutes.
He comes back,
hold
this
it in abeyance until he returns to the call.
Can I make a point of order? Or maybe a personal privilege? Point of personal privilege?
Who's speaking?
Paul.
Paul DeRanzo, what's your point of
question? Really quick, and tell me which one it is. Aren't we getting, talking about this kind of thing is really getting into stuff that should be dealt with in executive session? And I'll just leave it at that.
No.
Okay.
His report was public. Why would her question be private?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr. Dingman.
I will wait. I can answer a little bit of this at this point. The key objections.
We don't have an extension of time for you to answer at this point. I believe there's a motion on the table, to leave this item and then to, come back to this item, and spend 5 minutes if and when James Sagerton is.
Four or five minutes.
I'm sorry, what?
4 5 minutes, not in 5 minutes.
There's a motion on the table that we would leave this agenda and we would come back to it and spend 5 minutes if and when James Sagerton returns so that there can be a clarified question for him to respond to.
All right,
so,
point of information.
Yes. What is your point of information?
Point of information is, in three sentences, I can answer what the objections were.
Okay. You've said that. We don't have an extension for you to do that. So,
all right, fine.
Any objection to the motion that we would come back to this? If
yes,
go ahead, Dark Paul. Yes.
No, I'm saying I object.
Okay, what's your objection?
I don't have to state an objection. It's not debatable.
All right, then let's go ahead.
We'll take I second the objection. We are wasting so much time.
Okay, let's
on minutia.
Let's take a vote on the so a yes is to time permitting, and we have 10 minutes left before public comment, a little bit less than that. Time permitting, we would come back and spend 5 minutes, if and when this it's ever possible to do this, and a no means not. And so we are now going to vote on that. So go ahead, MK. Please take a roll call. A yes is to pass that. I'm hearing background noise.
Okay, so this motion is to extend 5 minutes once when James Sigerton comes back, right?
If it's in the amount of time that's available, yeah.
Okay. Rachel Barr.
Extend.
Scotty Battle.
Pass.
Okay. Gail Bay. John Brinkley.
Extend.
Elliot Crown.
Pass.
Joan DiLorenzo.
Extend.
Paul DiRienzo.
No extension, and this is the wrong forum for this discussion.
James Dingman.
No.
Simon Fitzgerald. Okay. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Extend.
Jim Freund.
Pass.
Sally Gellert.
Yes, extend.
Gloria Guillo.
Absolutely do not extend.
Bonuti Kamantu.
Yes, extend.
R. Paul Martin?
No.
Mark Crispin Miller, not here still. Alejandrina Murphy.
Yes.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
No.
Hazel Pinder. Okay. I'll come back. Matthew Rice. Answer. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Sure. Yes.
Doug Wood.
No.
Right, let me go back to the ones who passed.
This is Simon Fitzgerald. I vote no.
All right. Got that. Okay. Rachel Barr. Oh, you already voted. Sorry. Gail Bay. Oh, no answer.
Scotty Battle.
Scotty Battle already voted yes.
I Scotty voted. Battle? I passed. I passed. It's a no.
Okay. Trying to get my P's and Q's together. Gail Bay. All right, no answer. Mark Crispin Miller, still not here.
Did you get Elliot Crown, I think?
Yeah, I think he voted yes.
No.
No, he voted, oh, right, you're a pass. So what, do you want to change your vote or abstain?
Yeah, change my vote, say no.
Okay, and the other pass was Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman?
No.
Oh, you vote no? Okay.
I didn't pass.
Oh, I'm
sorry. She didn't pass. How about Jim Freund?
Jim Freund voted yes. Or did you pass, Jim Freund?
I abstained.
So, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, you voted how again?
To extend.
Okay. Sally Gellert, would you refresh, would you repeat your vote?
Yes, got extend. My,
okay. And Gloria Gio was a no.
Correct.
As I recall. Our Paul Martin was a no. Mark Crispin Miller is not here. Alejandrina is a yes. Catherine O'Sullivan was a no. Hazel Pinder. Matthew Rice.
Okay.
And that's it. So I'm just going to refresh this. I have 10 no's, 7 yeses, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so it doesn't pass. In any event, it is time for public comment.
No, it's not. We've got a few minutes. It's 21:11.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're right. I misread that. Staff, sorry. Please. Okay.
We're in for the staff.
Forget a stack. The next item is the treasurer's report.
Next item.
I call for the orders of the day.
Okay, treasurer's report. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'm asking for the floor.
Mr. Chair, I believe I have the floor, don't I?
You do.
Our Paul Martin.
Okay, here we go. All right. The written treasurer's report is posted. At its December 19th, 2023 meeting, the National Finance Committee, which we call the NFC, considered the draft FY24 budget proposals for the Pacifica Affiliates Network and the Pacifica Radio Archives. Both budgets were recommended to the PNB. The December 20th, 2023, local finance committee didn't meet, and we did a poll, and we're going to meet next on January 17th. At the January 2nd, 2024 NFC meeting, there was a dispute over even considering the WBAI draft FY24 budget. After about half an hour of debate, a motion to postpone the consideration of the WBAI draft FY24 budget was put on the agenda right before the item about the consideration of the WBAI draft budget. One of the issues raised was that the WBAI general manager had changed the draft budget between the time when the LSB passed it and when it got to the NFC. Another issue was that at the December 13th meeting, I accidentally misspoke and said made the motion to send it to the PNB, not the NFC, but that got cleared up very quickly. The draft FY24 budget from BAI proposal finally came to the floor at 10:04 p.m., an hour and a half after the meeting had started and 11 minutes before the end of the meeting. And there was a very short presentation about the budget from WBAI's general manager. We then found that the consolidated monthly income statement for FY23 that the national office had put out had a number of errors in it about WBAI, showing large expenses for the tower rent and office rent, among other things. That income statement has since been revised, but it's not yet approved for dissemination to the public. When it gets approved, I'll send it out to everybody. At last night's NFC meeting, the WBAI draft budget was on the agenda again. It's getting a lot more scrutiny than any other Pacifica budget that shows a deficit. An issue regarding the national office not knowing how to categorize some revenue and expenses was discovered. It looks like the WBAI draft FY24 budget has become a political football on the NFC. It is a deficit budget, which is cause for concern, but there are other deficit budgets coming to the NFC, and they're being sent on to the PNB.
Pacifica is in more dire shape than it's been in the past. WBAI is not alone as a station that's in financial trouble. The proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building are not going to solve all of Pacifica's financial problems, and there are people who are hostile toward WBAI. I remain pessimistic about the future. The next local finance committee meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, January 17th at 7 p.m. The next national finance committee is scheduled for Tuesday, January 23rd at 8:30 p.m. These meetings will be held by teleconference. That's my fast report.
Thank you very much, R. Paul. And we have a handy 1 minute extension of the adjournment time, which you took advantage of. So now, a public comment can start 1 minute late and we won't have a problem. So each meeting, we provide a half hour for public comment. Now this is the public's time. It is the time for the public to say what it has to say. LSB members, it's their job to listen and to figure out what is appropriate in terms of follow-up subsequently. Each speaker will get 2 minutes initially. If every speaker speaks, speakers may get extra two-minute time periods. We're going to try and be as methodical and fair in terms of identifying and recognizing speakers, but the Zoom function to raise your hand lets us know that you are speaking. If you're on the phone and you can't raise your hand via the computer, star 9 raises your hand if you're on the phone. And if all else fails, we'll ask people to identify themselves by speaking up. So if public comment can concludes early, the local station board will likely resume addressing other matters that it wants to get to. The local station board is looking at ways to make WBAI successful, strong, and robust, and relevant to the community, so constructive comments are very valuable. There are other ways to give public comment. The WBAI Community Advisory Board meets regularly and takes public comment. There are WBA town halls. There are listener call-in times during the reports to the listeners that are done by management and the local station board, and you can also contact the local station board directly. So taking a stack, and we're going to our first speaker, and I'm looking to looking to see who is next. Our first speaker is Gwen DeBrow. So, Ms. DeBrow, would you go ahead? You have 2 minutes. Thanks.
Yeah, hi, good evening to everyone on the call and on Zoom. I'm wondering, is the fundraiser over or is it still ongoing? And I'm wondering, isn't one of the functions of the LSB is to come up is to do fundraising? Programming is pretty good. I even wrote Linda about it, and I told her I enjoyed the programming thus far. I'm glad Ecologic is back on. And I miss Bob Law's show. I guess I don't know if he's coming back or not. Anyway, those are the questions pretty much that I had, and I would love an answer to. Is it still and how much? If it is over, how much did we raise? I think it was. I think I remember they were looking to raise over $100,000. So that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to say. Keep it up, but I think it would be good if the LSB could find a way to do a little fundraising for the station. It's, you know, it's important. We need the money. And it would be a way of, I guess, lightening the tension around these meetings, you know, some people are kind of nasty. But anyway, that's my thoughts, and I appreciate you giving me this time. And I am a WBAI buddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So our next speaker has a telephone number ending in 8963. 8963, and you're, please go ahead.
Yes. First, I want to say, pertaining to the absenteeism at the LSB meetings, I really take exception to arbitrarily excusing absences. I'm a vice chair at the Community Advisory Board. We don't do that because our station is in such trouble. We need every single person who is part of the membership to be there and to discuss and find ways that we can help to solve the situation that we're facing. The same is true for the LSB members. The member listeners vote the individuals in from the LSB, and they expect them to be there to strive to try to solve these problems. I was listening to the overall program, and I found that because there were some members who were not there, it kind of sways the decisions one way or the other. I would like to hear the voice of every single LSB member, because the listener members voted them in and they expect them to do the work. Of course, if you can't come in for a serious reason or a reason that's reasonable, that's fine, but they shouldn't just arbitrarily be excused. That's the first thing I want to say. I keep hearing this situation where PNB, they want to destroy WBAI. What I want to know is, what plans are we putting in place for that not to happen? And my feelings are, we have to start to pull together some of the member listeners to help with public relations, grant writing, and PSA development. We have a lot of, I think the best people to do that are listener members. I'm going to be getting in touch with Virgil and Linda as well and asking them to figure out how we can get some volunteers in there and start to work on these particular areas. We don't have the money to pay anyone, but we do have people who are listener members who love WBAI and are very committed to WBAI.
Thank you. Thank you. That's,
I don't think I did my 2 minutes yet. I have a time right on my phone. I just wanted to say that I would like for everybody to think on the chat.
Over 2 minutes.
Thank you.
And we can come back to you.
Thank you.
Okay. So the next, speaker is, has a telephone number ending in 6476. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Kim from KPFK. I'm the treasurer at KPFK, and boy, you guys don't really understand that, it's just, I don't even know where to start about how crazy that report is about the MFC. I mean, an attack on the minutes was when I tried to make a correction to the minutes. It took like 2 meetings in order for me to get heard to say, you misquoted me. It was on KPFK's budget and you misquoted me in the minutes, and I want those changed to reflect the correct information that I actually said. I mean, this took 2 minutes and now, oh, there's an attack on the minutes. How horrible. And the budget that we were handed is, I don't even know how it got through your local station board. None of the numbers match up. There are basically 2 sets of books. And, you know, Sagerton keeps saying this is defamatory, but we're spending our meetings going, well, the revenue over here in the QuickBooks says this, and the revenue for the national office says that. That's 2 sets of numbers, and nothing matches up. There's about $200,000 to $300,000 of manufactured revenue that we can't track. We can't trace. Where did this come from? How does this match up to, you know, what the actuals are showing? And This is not the problem of people hating WBAI. This is the problem of having bad numbers. I should send to you, and I'll look when I get home, the FY23 budget that failed to get approved by the NFC last year because it was more bat crap crazy stuff. This is not an attack on WBAI. I don't care.
We may come back to
you. Is that 2 minutes?
That's 2 minutes. It's over 2 minutes. Yes.
Okay. Can you put me on again, Michael? Because I was in the middle of a sentence.
You can seek to be recognized again. So, I am taking people who want to speak. So I'm going to note that I have one speaker with a raised hand at the moment. And after that, I don't have anyone else. We may go to a second round if I don't get first-time speakers before that. So the next speaker is Alex Steinberg.
Yes, hello, everybody. I am the former chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I was a listener member from WBAI. And I just wanted basically to express my condolences to Ralph Poynter's family and friends. Ralph Poynter was a critical ally when we had to fight against the illegal shutdown of WBAI. And he was always somebody I could rely on the Pacifica National Board to vote whatever his conscience was, wherever it led. And I know, knowing Ralph, he would not have been very happy with the kind of time-wasting bullshit I've been hearing at this meeting. Anyway, I wish you well, and I just wanted to express my condolences.
Thank you. And with that, we are ready to move on to our next speaker. And I'm going to note that I don't see anyone with their okay, Carolyn McIntyre, you're next.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank you for your patience. I want to thank MK for how you carefully and clearly let people know what they're voting on the motions and the patience of a lot of people here. Yeah, I also echo some of the messages that were just said, and I'm giving you a COINTEL report. Gloria shared a document about what are the most common COINTEL strategies. COINTEL is destruction from within. They're paid by government to destroy organizations from within. And these are some of the most common COINTEL strategies. They include undoing things that are decided on in previous meetings, voting, revoting on previously voted on decisions, casting doubt on what people are doing, fomenting suspiciousness within the group. And, you know, Ms. Roberts spoke at least 30 times, I counted, many times out of order, not being recognized, interrupting people, interrupting the chair and other people, and focusing a lot of attention on this voting thing, making people suspicious that this is somehow rigged. I was chair when the transition happened from we had in-person meetings and then going on Zoom, and the DSA suggested OPA vote because it's used in many, many organizations. Because the vote did not go the way that Ms. Roberts and some people wanted, I understand why you would want to do what you were doing. But I am also noticing how much time is getting wasted on questioning decisions, on questioning votes, questioning minutes, voting on minutes over and over, making provocative comments by scolding people. That is COINTEL, folks. That's COINTEL.
We may come back to you, depending. But
Mr. White, would you please ask your wife?
This is the listener's
Mr. White, please ask your wife to step.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Could you please call that member to order? She knows she's not allowed to interrupt this.
Members know they cannot interrupt. And if members do...
Hello, Michael?
Hello? Am I still on?
Telephone number ending in 6476. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Kim again. And yes, unfortunately, the LSB should know that members of the public can kind of say whatever they want. And you just kind of have to eat it. I've been on both sides of it, so that's the way it goes. But I just want to state for the record, I have no objection to, my objection is not that WBAI has a deficit budget. My station too has a big deficit budget. The difference is I presented an accurate account of our numbers that matched the national office numbers. So there was no dispute about what the numbers were and how big the deficit was going to be. But the problem is we need to get accurate numbers from WBAI in order to be able to manage the money based on what we think the deficit is going to be or has been. And these are not, I personally am not aligned with any faction. It's kind of a pox on all y'all's houses because everybody's made bad decisions over the years. I never supported the bylaws. I have no idea what quote unquote New Day's plans for WBAI is. I am the treasurer. I stay in my lane. I want good numbers and I think everybody should have good numbers for their station. That's what I do. That's what I'm about. And that I'm trying to, you know, do anything nefarious on the NFC is just nuts. You know, just give us numbers. Give us the budget before the meeting. Not like when once the meeting starts. I don't know which draft are we on. This one or that one. It took us half an hour the other night just to get the documents we should have gotten like earlier in the day. So, New York, get your shit together. Come on, man. You want to save your station. Give us good numbers and get some listeners there and raise some money. That's all it takes. Thank you very much for letting me speak.
Okay. So, I believe there was a question about whether Jack DePalma was seeking to be recognized. If he's here and wants to be recognized, I'll take him right after this speaker. We have a speaker with a telephone number ending in 8963. Please go ahead. You have to unmute to speak.
Yes, was speaking a moment ago. She said that she was the treasurer, I think, of KPFK or something of that nature. The conversation that she's submitting without documentation for even the member listeners is very destructive. If it is the case that the numbers that were submitted were not correct, that's something that should be happening with the PNB group or something of that nature. It shouldn't be discussed over the lines without any documentation being seen. I am a WBAI staunch listener, and I'm a supporter of my station. And quite a few of the WBAI members put forth as much funds as they can. We intend to start to do volunteer staffing, and we will be pulling up the numbers because we do have good programming. So I do take exception to a person telling me about the budget. That is really not something that you can discuss unless you have documentation. And the person that submitted the budget is not there to speak for themselves. I think it's a very kind of shabby thing. As for Ms. Roberts, if any of the LSB members have a problem with what's going on, I, as a listening member, expect them to speak up. That's what we put them there for. Now, I agree that there's much too much back and forth in Robert's Rules of Order and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, some of the things that I've heard brought up that they had exceptions to, I also have exceptions to as a member listener. So for this woman who's speaking about the budget, speak about that kind of situation when the person you're making the statement about is there to answer the statements that you're, derogatory statements that you're making. It's very unethical to do it the way you're doing it. Thank you.
All right. Jack DePalma, did you want to be recognized? Was that going on with you?
Thank you, Michael. Could I speak?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have much to say except that if people don't work together and they allow people to muck up things and then the LSB doesn't function, you don't approve minutes even though you weren't even at those moments. All sorts of strange things happen at meetings when people think that, you know, their point of view is more important than WBAI. We should work together for the good of WBAI. I've seen this so many times before, Michael, where people, I guess they muck up the works. I guess they feel that there's something special about what they think is most important, but I'll say it again. People have to work together for the good of WBAI. And, finally, I think part of what I heard about, from Kim about the finances is true. I know it's true and true and true because I know Bertolt keeps his running, Bertolt is a business manager as well as the station manager, more likely a business manager. And what Kim is talking about is how we pay our bills and how we actually run the station. And I think part of it is that she's a little aware that it's very difficult to understand what's going on in New York City. But the other side of it is that Bertolt is a business manager and we don't have business manager. We only have Bertolt. So you have to be understanding, Kim, and understand that I think the gentleman does three jobs or four jobs because he's raising all the money. So, you know, hectoring and pectoring and banging them over the head and criticizing what they do because they have three books or five books or whatever it is. I'm not a money person, but I'm a numbers person, Kim. So I would just say thank you very much for your comment, and I understand what's going on. I think try to be understanding. Bertolt's got five hats on most of the time, and he's playing a very good job to continue to do that for us. Otherwise, I don't think anybody here could do a better job. That's why you have to recognize that the people that work for us, the people that we should support. Thank you very much for identifying me, Michael.
Thank you very much. So we're back to Alex Steinberg. Alex, do you want to go ahead?
Yes. I think the treasurer from KPFK was way out of line in what she said. She said that WBI submitted incorrect numbers. Well, how does she know WBI submitted incorrect numbers? How does she know that it was not the national office budget that was incorrect? I happen to know it was. I had conversations with the general manager about this matter, and the national office did things like triple the rent our tower rent for 3 months running for who knows what reason. I mean, they screwed up in some way or other, and they made it look like we had a deficit that was something like $200,000 more than it actually is. So if you're going to say there's a discrepancy between the numbers of the national office and the numbers of BAI budget, okay, that's a fact. But to say that the numbers you got from WBI are wrong, you're really overstepping your position, Kim. I think you should consider this in the future.
Thank you. So, next, we had a speaker lined up, who just dropped off. So I don't know what happened. Okay. So that brings us back to Carolyn McIntyre. Or wait a second. I'm sorry. That speaker who dropped off suddenly reappeared. Next speaker is has a telephone number ending in 6476.
Yeah, that's Kim again.
I'm sorry to make Alex so mad at me. I don't know that I said they were bad or wrong. There is definitely a discrepancy. And yes, on two line items, the national office made a mistake, but there have been multiple other mistakes. So they made two mistakes. There are still corrections needed on the, you know, financial statements. Fix it. I've been saying for 4 months, fix them. And two mistakes. Now I'm the devil because I've been, you know, because the national office made two mistakes instead of looking at all the other stuff. You guys need to fix it. You need to get straight with the national office and have numbers that match with no discrepancies in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is not my fault. I'm not, you know, I just don't even know what you guys are looking at when you look at stuff. You need to compare what you're getting from the GM with what the national office says. And the GM is not supposed to do this. The bills are supposed to go to the national office so they can be recorded properly. There's a lot of lag between that and what's going on. There are a lot of problems. They need to be fixed. Stop making the blame. This isn't about blame. This is about fixing it. Just deal with it. You know, I'm not trying to destroy your state. I want you to just have good numbers so we can deal with reality and not pretend stuff. That's where you're going to get in trouble. That's why everybody's mad, you know, at WBAI, because they're so cavalier about, like, oh, everybody else needs to pay for us for decades now. And, you know, the money is just too tight everywhere. We can't have that, you know, just do the right thing, people. That's all I want. I don't know what else to say, and this is just going to go on getting more and more personal, and, you know, it's sad. It's just sad, because it's a waste of time instead of getting the numbers straight. There you go.
Okay, that's time. Thank you very much. So, next speaker, sorry for the confusion, is Carolyn McIntyre.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of good people, a lot of good programming in BAI, and I think it has the most diverse programming and the most people who are telling the truth about the COVID shots and the all-cause mortality going up since 2021 when the COVID shots were rolled out. I don't know for sure, but I am guessing that there's more information about some of those things the government has been censoring. There's a major lawsuit against the U.S. government between the state of Missouri and another state for censoring valuable health information that would have saved a lot of lives. And it came from Fauci's office to Facebook and Google. Information like taking vitamin D when COVID started, like being able to take ivermectin, and concerns about the risks of the COVID shots that wear down the immune system and are causing a lot of people to have cancers, neurological issues, and all kinds of things. And I think there's a desperation around muzzling a lot of the voices, as well as the diversity, the cultural diversity. So I love BAI. I'm a BAI buddy. I'll continue to be a BAI buddy. And I think that Berthold is a good man. I think he does a good job. He does a lot of work. He does more to raise money for the station than anybody. I would love to see the local station board work together. All that time wasted tonight on reopening things and scolding and questioning and suspiciousness and going over things that are already done. And, you know, all that time could have been spent talking about coming together to raise money. I mean, really, it's really sad to see that. But I appreciate the people who don't give up. So I appreciate that, all of you that are here.
Thank you. We could come back to you, but we'll see what happens.
This is Matt.
I'm sorry, Matt, you want to be recognized? Go ahead.
Please. Okay, thank you. First, Carolyn, I direct you to everyone to Gary Knoll's newest DVD, Rescue and Hope. It's two discs, and he has six doctors on there. Dr. Robert Malone, who invented the RNA technology, who took the shots himself, and then when he found the damage they do, he reversed, you know, in line with what the truth was. And he has Peter McCulloch and four other doctors. You have to see that DVD. The other thing is a shout out to two of the volunteers that come in Friday. That is Denise and Maxine. Last week, we finally got labels printed for Gary Knoll's red stuff that we finally got in. And what those two gals did in one afternoon, 100 and something, which I took to the post office the next morning. So a big shout out to Maxine and Denise. The other thing is, I am confused about the new banking system. I gave Bertolt what came in the mail, over $8,000 in checks, etc. Now he deposits them. We have a new bank, Bank of America, and he can't access the funds to pay people. Fortunato, the guy who comes in to clean a couple of times a week, he had to let him go because he can't access to pay them. What is going on here? It's very strange. The other thing is Mimi Rosenberg doing a yeoman's job covering Israel and Palestine. I just finished 20 packs. It's got 14 discs. It's a great piece of education. You cannot watch any one of these documentaries and hold the position, poor Israel. So I have to use these as a tool. And that is my comments for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And
thank you. I'm timed out.
So public comment is now over. So I thank you. And we've also reached the adjournment time for the meeting. So I want to thank everyone for this meeting and for hanging in there to get the work done that we did. And I thank everyone for keeping in their sights what's important and being efficient and effective and proceeding to get those things done. So thank you very much.